This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, good evening, everybody. We've got Washington will take the podium first. Coach, if you want to start with a statement, then we'll open up for questions.
Yeah, you know what? We played a really good basketball team tonight. After watching film and watching how they move the ball, how they share the ball, how they shoot the ball, I got to be honest with you, it's a pretty. I mean, you play a team like that and how connected they are, and we challenged our team and our guys. I thought in the first half defensively, we changed up the defense, kept them off balance. We shared the ball as good as we have. And then in the second half, we knew they were going to make a run. We kept our poise, and we brought in a guy named Mariano Rivera. And he's a pretty damn good guy in terms of closing games. And he his heart, his soul, our guys showed a lot of spirit. They showed a lot of togetherness. They showed a lot of toughness. And we're lucky to come out with a win.
Thanks, Coach. Zim.
Something that we call it is kind of kills. So that's three stops in a row, and that's more on the players. Like we, you know, in timeout situations, like, yo, we need three stops in a row, or at least let's get one, let's get another, let's get third one, you know, and that kind of like breaks, you know, team spirit or whatnot. But I think the biggest thing that we show a lot of poise, you know, it was like kind of like a away game for us, and that's the mindset we had. Like, you know, we're going on the road, and we show a lot of toughness. You know, they hit big shots after big shots, and we just kept coming back and responding. So. I mean, hats off to our team and hats off to them guys because they're a really good team. Biggest thing is we put the work in. I mean, early in the season, we wasn't making as many shots, but I know, like I said, another game, post-game interview, that I know these guys worked their tails off, and I know that the shots will fall eventually, you know? And then that with our defense is something scary, you know? As we keep getting better down the line, I think, we're going to be a really good team.
Is there more of a concerted effort in the second half, taking inside a little bit, not rely as much on jump shots?
Yeah, I think that's the biggest thing to get. Like, we knew it was going to be like kind of like a free throw game at the end. So we want to get into that range of, you know, foul 6 to 7 foul count, and then make just a thing. I mean, that's what we've been practicing on, being an aggressive team, and that's how it happened.
I felt like we had a relaxed, confident team that was playing together. And that's we carried over from the other night. And I had a lot of guys that were playing with agenda-free basketball, sharing the basketball, finding the open man, and playing confident. Like Terrell said, we knew we have good shooters. In some of our games, we hadn't shot ball. We just need to relax and have fun and play together. And that's what we try to challenge our team with coming to this tournament. And I feel like the first two games we've done that. Second half, they went small and we were still big. They put Wilson at the five and they were starting to hurt us. They were going in there, they were getting the foul line. And then we should have probably matched the small ball a little bit earlier, probably 3 minutes before. And then when we got in, we switched 1 through 5 and these guys just battled and that eliminated their kind of little breaking, getting into the paint. They're really good at on that ball screen and getting in the paint. The big guy did a great job of getting on the glass, getting second chance points, and we responded by going small. And we've got a big team, we've got a small team, we've got a fast team, we've got a driving team, and these guys they just battled. I mean, it was a heavyweight fight. Mm-hmm. I mean, this guy made three unbelievably tough shots. Their guy Friedel makes a so and so. They hit a three from half court almost. I mean, you can tell you're playing such a great program because they never felt like they were going to lose. And the thing that we're learning is we felt like even they're making runs that we're not going to lose. And that's when you got a great college basketball game. That was a really good college basketball game tonight.
What did you think of the atmosphere?
I love it. To be honest with you, the fans here are terrific. The support of South Dakota State, like it was a lot of fun, you know, to have fans back in the stands. And even if we're the you know,
the road team,
it's still, we've all played. I mean, that gives you energy, and that's what's so fun about being in a great tournament like this. And nothing's better than playing in a great environment, good team with great basketball fans. You guys have great basketball fans.
Yeah, I think sometimes it's the balls that bounced our way tonight. You know, we knew that, you know, it was going to be a hostile environment. We saw how they came to the game yesterday. So we knew that we was like the last game of the night, you know, it was going to be really amped because we were both 1-0 at the time. And I mean, I said it after the game, like great fan base, like they were great fans, like it got loud and we just showed our poise at the end of the game. So it was a great fan base, great game.
We got a few questions or a few people online. Percy Allen, go ahead, Percy. Percy, I think you're on mute.
All right. Yep. Sorry about that.
Go ahead,
hey, hey, Coach, do you think that guys have finally settled into their roles?
Percy, who's your question for?
Oh, I'm sorry. That was for a coach.
I think everybody, yes. And the cool thing is that everybody's comfortable with it. And we're playing to win. And it was like the last game and everybody knowing when you know, like I told, you know, Mariano Rivera is making the plays. And it's not only just his scoring ability, it's his toughness defensively. He made a great pass out to PJ Fuller. Then in the timeout, Coach Conroy had said to me, he says, Coach, we got to run this play. I'm not going to tell you the play. I can't tell you. But we're going to run this play. And Jamal Bay gets a three in the corner, which was a great suggestion. We executed it. And that's a team believing in each other, that everybody can step up at any moment. And so those roles, Percy, yes, they're starting to be defined. We're starting to acknowledge that, love it. And that's one of the things that that takes time. And we're getting better at that for sure.
That's all we need. Congratulations, guys. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Mariano Rivera.
Josh.
You can now relive the best moments of the UEFA Champions League 24/7. The UEFA Champions League channel is a new 24-hour streaming channel serving nonstop goals, highlights, and full match replays from the world's most prestigious club competition. Reminisce on your favorite moments, legendary players, and brilliant goals with the UEFA Champions League channel streaming around the clock on Pluto TV and the CBS Sports app.